Once upon a time, there were two little boys called Joseph and
Daniel. No, it can't.
No, hold on a minute.
We're making a young racist story. Quit.
Okay, now listen. Once upon a time, there were two boys, Joseph and Daniel.
No.
You know where I'm going with it. I'm doing a Lego Racers story. Once upon a time, there was two little boys, Joe and Danny, who lived in Coventry, in a pineapple. But one morning, they woke up and their bedroom looked all strange. It looked like it was made up.
Cars don't have bedrooms.
But it looked like...
Oh, yeah.
It looked like the inside of a Lego garage. And Joe said, "That's a bit strange." And he said, Danny.
And that bed, and this bit folds down and turns into a ramp for them to drive down.
Okay, yeah.
And the covers fold over and go down the other side.
Yes. And then Joe said, Danny, we've seemed to have woken up in a giant Lego garage. And Danny went, "Rum." And Joe said, "Say that again." And Danny went, "Rum." And Joe said, "Say that again." And Danny went, "Rum. I'm a car." And Joe looked down at what he thought was his feet. And they weren't his feet anymore. They were Lego tyres. And Joe and Danny went out of the Lego garage, which was originally their bedroom. And they looked around. And it looked like they'd been turned into two Lego cars. Danny had been turned into a Lego hot rod, and Joe had been turned into a Lego Porsche.
No, what's a Porsche?
It's like a sports car.
No, I turned into like one of those cheap ones. What goes in the sand?
A dune buggy.
Yeah.
And Joe turned into a dune buggy. Joe said to Danny, "I don't know if I want to stay a Lego racer all my life."
And I did.
But then... Just as Joe said that, a voice came out on the tannoy, and it went, "I am Lionel Lego, the evil Lego genius, and I have turned you, Joe and Danny, into two Lego racers. You must win this race to turn back into people."
Well, they didn't want to win.
No?
Danny did, but I didn't.
You wanted to stay a Lego racer?
Yeah.
But I'd want you to be... I want to have you as a little boy. I don't want you as a little piece of Lego.
But I wanted to.
Okay, so...
Carry on with that story.
So Joe and Danny went to the race. And Joe said to Danny, "Well, you can win, but I'm not bothered." Danny said, "Go on, Joe. You have to become a person. You have to become a little boy like me." And Joe said, "All right, then."
Yeah.
Okay. So,
I don't
want to
win.
Oh, come on. You don't want to win?
Yeah.
So Joe and Danny raced. And they were racing side by side up the racetrack. And Joe looked to his left and Danny was gaining. And he looked to his right and there was a scary Lego racer. A black racing car covered in skulls. Pictures of skulls. And Joe went, "Oh, I think that's a baddie car." And Danny said, that's not all of it. And Danny turned to the left and he saw another baddie Lego car.
And this one was a police car. A baddie red police car.
So then Danny's...
And behind them both, there was a speedboat. And they never saw a speedboat before.
So anyway, Danny was knocked into the side by the baddies. And Danny said, "Wait for me, Joe." And Joe said, "Wait there, Danny." And he went back for Danny. And what they did is they merged together to become one super fast racing car. And it sped off really fast. And it knocked out the baddie cars out the way. And Joe and Danny went past the finish line. And when they went past the finish line, the cars were covered in like magic dust. And Joe's head was spinning and spinning, and the whole world was spinning and spinning. And when it stopped spinning, Joe looked down and he was back to how he was before, a little boy in his room in Coventry in his pineapple. The end.